What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Saturday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt each every morning. We're here on bettingpros.com, YouTube for the video, and wherever you get your audio podcasts, being brought to you by BetMGM. The BetMGM offer, $10 to win $150 on any event with a new account at BetMGM. Promo code JUICE150 at sign up, betmgm.com, or on the BetMGM app. If you ever forget it, it's always above me right here on YouTube for you guys can get it. Okay, so there's no other way of saying yesterday except yikes. That was a pretty embarrassing performance because I really did actually think, and somebody sent me a DM and said, hey, Matt, did you know those bowl games that you picked tonight on the podcast? Those games are actually on the 17th of December. And I said, right, the 17th of December is tomorrow. And they went, no, the 17th of December is a week from now. And I went, uh-oh, that's not good. So, yeah, I gave you two bets for next week. So we'll be good there. But that's a bad move by me. I honest to gosh, it's been one of those weeks. It's been one of those crazy weeks. And I'm glad to get to the weekend. I've got another crazy week starting next week. And it's just one of those times of the year where, you know, life and jobs and work and everything else kind of came crashing all together. So on me. I apologize. That's a bad look on me. But the picks are live. They're just not going to cash, or this not going to be eligible till next week. So I do apologize for that. I gave out a Suns teaser that got annihilated, or Celtics teaser that got annihilated for half a unit. I teased the Celtics to +9. They lost by like 27 or whatever it was. Everyone was on the Celtics. Everyone said, man, they can't be this bad, can they? Yeah, they can be this bad. Boston is really in a lot of trouble right now. Tough West Coast road trip. We saw Atlanta do this, right? They go off on the road playing all these tough teams and then just get killed. And good teams out west at home and teams on the East Coast just not really having anything for it. And boy, oh boy, that was a bad performance by Boston. Big win for the Suns. So that down a half a unit yesterday, 0-1, down a half a unit. So here is what I am doing today. I am going to get funky. There's no Discord chat. I'm tied up all day today. So I'm getting funky. Okay. I am going to give you guys a couple of plays. I've got a UFC parlay. I've got a boxing parlay. I've got a same game teaser college football bet. And I've got a straight college basketball bet. Two units, four plays. Look, this might be incredibly stupid. You might laugh at this. You might go, Matt, these are stupid bets, but let's go through it and have some fun anyway. Okay. Let's start with Army Navy. Number is 7. Total is 34.5. For 15 consecutive years, the under has hit in this game. 15 straight. It did hit 33.5 before it finally came back up to its current spot at 34.5. Okay. Army's offense has been pretty good this year. They've put up a lot of points. Navy historically has dominated, but Army is the better football team this year. I think there's some value here in pulling the total down to 28.5 and betting the over. Now you might say, Matt, why don't you just turn around and say, hey, take the 34.5 and put it up to 40.5 and take the under. Here's why. This game, historically speaking, the totals have been somewhere in the mid-40s. And for 15 straight games, it's gone under. At some point, that's going to snap. At some point, we're going to see the over hit. At some point, it's going to get, you know, the football's going to get kicked around. You're going to get a pick six, a punt return for a touchdown. Just something weird is going to happen. And 28 points going over, scoring 29 points for both teams just doesn't seem like a lot given Army's offense and the numbers that Army's offense has put up. So I don't mind pulling down to 28.5 points and going over. I think Army can score 28 by themselves, to be quite honest. And then Navy, I don't think Navy's going to score more than 14, 17 points here, okay? I think this game has the chance to be a blowout. I've seen a lot of people on Navy. I don't fully get it, except that they're saying, you know, it's always these tight games they play. It's Army-Navy. Throw the records out. And while I do agree with that, I do think Army is the better team. If you watch those games over the last 15 years, you know, Navy has had the historically better team, and Navy has dominated. I think Army has the better team. Army's going to dominate. So I got this, okay? Same game teaser for college football. Not something I recommend doing all that often, but I think there is some value here. I'm going to pull Army down to -1, just win the game. And I'm going to take the total down to 28.5, and I'm going to bet the over. Okay. Let's hope for like a 28-14 final, you know, somewhere 27-14 final, somewhere in that range. And I mean, it could even be 27-21. Okay. I just think there is value on the over here. I think the narrative is so loud. Everyone's going to bet the under. No one wants the over. So I'm going to pull it down and take the over. Half a unit. We are going half a unit for Army Navy, Army -1, over 28.5, even money. I got an even money, which I was kind of surprised. Six point teaser on this game is even money. Not the NFL, it's college football. So half a unit. There you go. First play, even money, Army -1, over 28.5. Let's get at least 30 points in that game. And then Army wins the game. Okay. For the other half a unit, all right, I'm going to come in and look at BYU and Creighton. And my goodness, BYU, this is a neutral site game in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. This game to me, the Creighton Blue Jays are a banged up team right now. They're 1-4. Against the spread over the last five. They're 2-2 on the road, but they just got killed at home against Iowa State. They were 5.5-point favorites and they lost by 6. Sure, they beat North Dakota State and they beat, you know, Southern Illinois, Edwardsville and Southern Illinois. They won that game, but like their best win of the game of the year is on the road at Nebraska, catching 3 points, and Nebraska sucks. Okay. They're a bad team too. I just don't think the Jays are a very good team. On the other side, BYU, they're always hard to play because of their age. So many of their players are in their 20s already. These are men. They're 3-1 on the road against the spread right now. They're 5-3 over their last 8 games here to start the season. In 3 of the last 4 games, they've covered. They're coming off a home win against Utah State where they were 6-point favorites. They won by 11. Beat Missouri State as 1.5-point favorites to one by 6. I don't care that BYU has a little number next to their name. I'm just very concerned about the Jays defense and the Jays being able to slow down a BYU team that can score. Okay. I mean, Creighton scores 72 points per game. You know, BYU scores 74 points per game. I think there is some value on the over here. I just don't know if the Jays score enough personally. I think defensively, BYU can get after it and really slow down the Creighton Blue Jays here. I laid 5.5. BYU -5.5 for a half a unit. I think they take care of business relatively easily against a young, inexperienced Creighton Blue Jays team. Just tough to play when the physical nature of BYU basketball and the age of the players that they're playing with and where the Jays are right now. I just don't like where they are mentally. I just don't like what I'm seeing out of the Creighton Blue Jays at all. So I'm going to lay the 5.5, BYU -5.5 for a half a unit. Okay, so let's talk some boxing. All right, this comes from Little Birdies, all right? And I like to do this a lot because, well, I have access to people. And I have been told, and this dude, Nonito Donare, was training at my gym. He looked phenomenal by all accounts. He is -380. The fight is happening at Carson, California. A whole big contingency of my people from my gym are driving over tomorrow morning to watch this fight. I just need Nonito to get a victory. Most likely he gets it via knockout here. It's a headline event of this event over. It's a bantamweight title fight, but I am going with Nonito Donare -380 for the first leg on this boxing parlay. And then the controversial or somewhat suspect side of this. This is a +140 half a unit parlay. Richard Comey versus my favorite boxer in Lomachenko. Okay. Lomachenko is incredible. Lomachenko is a fighter that will get all the belts back. He will go and fight and most likely have a chance to get a couple of really big wins soon and get his belt back. I just think that this fight has the potential to go a little bit farther than people think. Okay. And yeah, I do think we're all looking ahead to George Kambosos Jr. and his big victory and say, okay, so how does this happen? It would be Vasily Lomachenko to Australia to fight George Kambosos. It will most likely be a pay-per-view fight. If not, it's going to be a top-ranked fight on ESPN+. I just think Lomachenko is not going to come diving in here. I just don't think, I think this is a tough fighter in Richard Comey. I think it's a dude who will get picked apart. And I think Lomachenko will be able to score and win rounds like crazy. I just don't know if this is going to be a fast fight, even though if you look at what Teofimo Lopez did a couple of years ago to this dude, he knocked him out in the second round. All right. Just cleaned his clock. So there is a little bit of a fear there. However, I do think this fight goes more than 8.5 rounds. I think there's a chance that Lomachenko ends it in the 10th, 11th, or the 12th. That's very possible. Okay. And maybe he turns it on late and goes for the knockout. But the over under on the rounds is 8.5. There is no value in betting Lomachenko at minus 1100. So I'm looking for value here to come in on a boxing parlay. And I'm going to go with the over. Okay. I think Lomachenko knocks this guy out late or wins on the cards. But I do think there is a chance that Comey's going to stick around here and fight. I was talking to a lot of people at my gym, and they think this dude's got enough of a chin to hang around. And Lomachenko is, he's got the power, but it's about accumulated power. If you can stay away from just getting hit 4 or 5 times and the long combinations, you can keep yourself upright. Lomachenko wins, but I'm going to bet over 8.5 rounds for Lomachenko in New York here for ESPN Plus with Top Rank against Richard Comey, combined with Nonito to win his fight at minus 380 to plus 140 parlay for boxing at a half a unit. Okay. Half a unit over 8.5 rounds and Nonito to win here tonight at minus 380 at plus 140. All right. And that takes us to the UFC event that will happen, UFC 269 here in Las Vegas. Whoo boy. Both title fights, co-main in main, have a total of 1.5 rounds. They are both juiced to the over. Juliana Pena trying to keep herself away from Amanda Nunes, and Charles Oliveira up against Dustin Poirier. I lean towards a Dustin Poirier KO in the third or the fourth round. I don't think that Poirier will make the same mistake that Michael Chandler made with Oliveira when he had him hurt in the first round. Oliveira was able to recover and then ultimately won the fight in the second round. When you watch the fights for guys who want to take fights to the ground, I expect a very cautious beginning to this fight for Dustin Poirier. He wants to pick his spots. He knows that Oliveira, if he gets him on the ground, he's in big trouble. Okay. It's what happened to him against Habib. He does not want to be on the mat. So I think it's going to be a lot of circling, and there's going to be a lot of technical striking. There's going to be a lot of staying away from Charles Oliveira early, and then try to crack him. Third, fourth round, try to crack him. All right. Total is 1.5 rounds. I'm going over 1.5 rounds. I can easily see this fight ending in the third round one way or the other, but I'm going to go over 1.5 rounds at minus 190. And I'm going to parlay this with Amanda Nunes up against Juliana Pena. I think she can keep herself upright. Okay. I think she's got the potential. She's going to lose this fight, but when is she going to lose this fight? Nunes back at 135. Amanda Nunes' average fight time is 9 minutes and 11 seconds at 135. You got Juliana Pena at 11 minutes and 19 seconds here. Amanda's an absolute beast, right? Can Pena keep herself away? Yep, that's going to be the big concern. But I think she can. It's a 5-round fight, okay? Again, when you have 5-round fights, title fights, this is where the first round can be kind of a feeling out process. And then you see the shark go after it and attack. Nunes strikes landed per minute 4.5. Oh boy. Striking accuracy 51%. On the other side, though, Juliana Pena is hard to hit. Strike absorbed per minute 1.7 for Juliana Pena. Okay. She can move. She can keep herself active. Minus 140 to go over 1.5 rounds. I need both fights to go 7 minutes and 30 seconds. If I can get both fights over 7 minutes and 30 seconds, it's a plus 160 parlay. Plus 160. I'm going to do it. Half a unit. Plus 160 parlay. We're going Charles Oliveira versus Dustin Poirier over 1.5 rounds. And Juliana Pena against Amanda Nunes. We're going over 1.5 rounds at minus 140. Parlaying those two together to plus 160 parlay. All right. So to recap the plays here, we're going half a unit BYU minus 5.5 neutral court against the Creighton Blue Jays. We're going half a unit. Army Navy. Army minus one. Navy over 28.5 points. Half a unit, even money on that one. Minus 110 for BYU. Boxing. We're going over 8.5 rounds for Lomachenko, combined with Nonito's victory at minus 380. That's a plus 140 parlay, half a unit. And we're going over 1.5 rounds for both co-main events, both title fights at UFC 269, over 1.5 minutes for Nunes and for Poirier Oliveira. That's a plus 160 parlay that we're going to try to get into. All right. Kind of a weird day, different day on a Saturday, but I apologize again for last night. Let's have some fun. Two units in play. Kind of funky and wild, but why not? Let's enjoy it and have some fun here watching football and fights for the most part coming up here on Saturday. There are some big college basketball games. I'm going to watch. This is a great evaluation time. Like I lean Kentucky today, you know, laying 4.5, 5 points. I thought about taking Kentucky today. I thought about taking a bunch of teams today, but I'm nothing that I'm going to come around with officially as of right now. I may throw some personal plays out there, but nothing officially that I'm going to jump in here for either of the plays. But those four bets, two units in play. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.